going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Pope's got one job tonight.
The lottery is tonight. 1.7% chance of the Bulls
getting
Cooper
Flagg. We've seen this before.
Bulls fans, the Bulls beat the odds and win the NBA draft lottery.
Man, that's perfect because that's the one and only time that we'll ever play.
Hey, Rick Party's ready, though.
Now it's time to meet the representatives who are on stage tonight. Not a far road trip. Chicago sent forward Matas Buzelis, the 11th pick in last year's NBA draft.
What's the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
Sir?
The most you ever lost in a coin toss.
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Call it.
Call it?
Yes.
For what?
Just call it.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything, call it.
I mean, look, we get it. The sick, the poor, the downtrodden. We get it. But I feel like Bulls fans fit into that category.
Bulls fans have been sick because they've had to watch Bulls games. Those poor Bulls fans.
For spending all that money on those tickets.
Absolutely.
And they are definitely downtrodden after seeing their team get smoked in the play-in.
I mean, who's more downtrodden than Bulls fans? Can't even watch the team that they hate.
Picking 12th in the NBA draft will be
the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, no! The Pope's got one job tonight.
Life is absurd.
Don't say that. God forgive you.
There is no God.
Hey!
Where is this coming from?
What did they teach you this crap at school?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Good, great, grand, wonderful.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Spiegel and Holmes show. You can never go wrong starting a show with the Pointer Sisters. That'll be stuck in your head all day. And until the Bulls draft, 12. 12.
When does On the Clock with Mark Grody start?
Tonight.
Let's just go right for it.
Or after the 11th pick. That's when it starts.
That's actually more fitting. Because we could go through the players that might be there at number 12. And Lord knows some people have.
I don't want to do that today.
Me neither, Lawrence. Me neither.
We can get to that. I mean, I want to do that. And we did some of that during the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, we could.
But not today.
I got a guy. I got a guy who I think it is fated to be. I'll bring it up to Cody Westerlund when we talk to him at 3 o'clock.
Alex Kuhn is here. You heard Chris Tannehill is open. That man is Matt Spiegel.
So much juicy Cubsness after that win last night. Drew Pomeranz. Finishes the game. We'll talk to Nico Horner coming up in a little bit.
A lefty line drive hitter.
Moises is here. He's fun too. We'll talk about him in detail a little bit later on. It was good to see Kyle Tucker break out of the slump last night. Saya with the homer. Dansby on fire. There's a lot of stuff to discuss. But you were locked and loaded for that lottery last night. You were the guy. You're sitting there. You're ready. All right, here we go. It's going to be a good, long television show. This is going to take a while to play out.
And then it was over. It was over like that. It was over in a Thanos snap. Just you know what it reminded me of? it reminded, because I had gotten home, Speaks, and I was like, all right, I got a little dinner going on.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get the dinner going, got the snacks.
And I'm just like, okay. Uh-huh. And then it was like, oh, well, that's over. It reminded me very much of the Olympic bid for Chicago. It reminded me of how quickly that ended and how confusing it was.
That's the quietest, for all of us. It's the quietest I've ever seen 10,000 people.
Because you were there with them, right?
I was there in Daly Plaza, and 10,000 people, festive, quiet. Just bang. It was over. And that's what it was.
Congratulations, Chicago. You are now the official host city of the 2016 Olympic Games. Way to go, Mayor Daly.
Sweet home. Chicago.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I'm glad we played.
Bulls fans,
I was going to say,
the Bulls beat the odds and win the NBA draft lottery.
Second time. There it is. It played once last night at 5:57 as we were saying goodbye, and we joked that it was only going to play once, but nope, it is now played twice, both times in jest. That's perfect.
And we knew what the odds were, so it's not like it was a shock to us.
What was a shock was the Mavericks getting it with those odds.
Okay, so let me push back just a little bit, okay? Everyone's like, well, clearly the NBA draft lottery is rigged, okay? And we've been hearing that for decades. Terry Bors famously said, David Stern, show us your balls. Mm-hmm. And they did that last night, by the way.
Are you sure that was about the lottery?
Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, Tanny would have had to dump that. But
how about now?
No, still. Anyway.
All right.
Had the Bulls won the lottery, the same thing would have been said.
Oh, of course. Big city, big market.
Yeah, 1.7% chance, lightning striking twice, them getting Derrick Rose and then getting Cooper Flagg. Like there were three teams that I can think of that had they won the lottery, everyone would have said it was rigged.
Dallas, Philly, Chicago.
There it is.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So it was, yes, it does look weird. And yes, as Tanny said, the incompetence of Nico Harrison was rewarded with the number one pick in the draft. But had the Bulls gotten it, we would have all celebrated, but the entire NBA world would have been like, well, Bulls have been down for a while. Mm-hmm. The commissioner went to law school in Chicago. Clearly, they had to get the number one pick.
Yeah, sure. I could have seen all of that. What's fascinating to me is the ramifications of this particular data point on the tanking conversation, because I hate tanking. I hate how broken the NBA is because teams try to force their way into having better chances. And so, you know, this validates on some level the Bulls' decision to actually try and have some, what do they call it, competitive integrity. But it's only one data point. But it's like the true tankers out there, the terrible teams, the Charlottes of the world and others, do not get rewarded last night in a draft that's real good for 1, 2, and 3. You've got Dallas getting rewarded, San Antonio, and Philly. So it's an interesting moment to think about what works and what doesn't work, because it still all comes down to happenstance. It still all comes down to luck and freaking lottery of it. So what are you better off? I think you're probably better off trying to win a few games.
But
to be honest,
the luck part of it was them losing the coin flip to Dallas.
But there was a lot of other games if they had just lost the Josh Giddey half court shot. So is that luck? Would you rather have had them lose that
or the moment? I don't know. You know how I was at the end of this. I just was like, okay, if this is what we're doing, like let's have fun and hopefully they can win 2 games and make it into the playoffs themselves.
And I think last night might have been such a muddled mess in terms of the messaging and the gambling part of it that somebody was in that spot, like you, is probably still in that spot. Like, all right, okay, fine.
It's all we had. It's all we had was that. And so I was like, okay, I'll go along for the ride on this. But yes, I would have still preferred. But the thing is, you couldn't get to the bottom of the East. You just couldn't.
You could have given yourselves a couple more chances.
Yeah, but you couldn't get to the bottom.
Right.
And that's part of the problem. It's a whole thing.
The whole thing is a mess. The league is a mess. The lottery is kind of a mess. And if you don't win it, you feel really, really super grumpy about the whole thing.
We are grumpy, and we'll spend some time laughing about it over the next couple of days. Keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus the Rockies at Wrigley Field on May 26th. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch. Beat caller 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
Even if they finish with 45 wins, they're not going to get the first overall pick. So they even fail wrong.
In the chase for disgrace.
Disgrace.
This is a disgrace. In the chase for disgrace, the Rockies are in exactly the same draft boat as the White Sox were last year.
It's amazing. Chase for disgrace.
Yeah.
We are not going to ask Nico Horner about that. There are other more positive things that we can ask Nico Horner about, and we will do that next here on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Or batting six, second baseman number two, Nico Horner.
Nico Horner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Horner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
Check it here. Yes. He's jacked, too.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
It's called court awareness.
That's right.
Nico's got it.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
There's a ground ball toward the middle. Horner dives, makes a great play, shovels it to Swanson for the out. Sensational play by Nico. Took a base hit away from Wisely.
So the tying run in scoring position with one out.
And now Horner lashes one into left field, and that's going to tie up the game.
Nico Horner, being one of the toughest hitters to strike out in baseball, uses the whole field.
Line drive smoked to left. It'll drop in front of Stowers for a base hit. Nico Horner extends his hitting streak to 7.
The 1-2 bounce toward the middle, glove by Horner, goes to Swanson. 1 running throw to first, got him. What a double play, poetry in motion. 4-6-3, beautifully done by Nico Horner, Dansby Swanson, and Michael Bush at the end.
Put a star in your scorebook if you're keeping score on that one.
Nico Horner on 670 The Score.
How fun is that?
Happy birthday, Mike.
Happy birthday.
happy birthday to Nico Horner, our friend joining us here on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Hello, Nico, and happy birthday from the Spiegel and Holmes Show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. No place I'd rather be. Chatting it up with you guys.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely.
We appreciate you lying to us for sake of a radio bit, and it works for us.
Oh, man. We have a present for you, too. We're very excited. You want the present now, or do you want the present at the end of the segment, Nico?
It's up right to now. You. Get you want, to it.
Right yeah. now. All right. Our friends at Rinaldi's, and you've been over to Rinaldi's in Lincoln Park.
Many times.
The hot honey soppressata, I know, is a fave.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they have offered you a chance. We in Rinaldi's are offering you a chance to create the pizza of your choice, the Nico Horner, the Nico Horner special, sir.
Whoa.
So you get to decide what's on it, and a portion of the proceeds for every pie sold will go to the charity of your choice, Nico.
Wow. That's an incredible opportunity. This is, you got me thinking. That's a big decision.
So what initially, like, what are you thinking? What might be on the pie?
I mean, I'm so biased towards pepperoni, but that's they've got to have all those things already, so like there's got to be a twist to it, and ideally it would be something that like both tastes good, is unique, because it has to taste good, because then if it doesn't taste good, no one gets it, and then there's no money to charity. There's a little writing on it too.
Yeah, right. There's some strategies, so you can take your time, you can think about it.
Yeah. Do I get to go over for like a workshop and get to test things out, or what?
I'm sure we could arrange that, and I'm told they'll also, once you decide, they'll deliver a big pile of them to you and your teammates over there at the ballpark.
Yeah, I want to do like a pizza flight. Get them all lined up.
Oh, there you go.
Actually, that might not be a bad idea for the whole thing.
We're going to look back and
Nico's pizza flight.
It's going to be like 20 years from now, and Nico's place is going to be open, you know, the restaurant somewhere in Chicago, and be like, remember when he got his start on the Spiegel and Holmes show? This could be that moment.
It'll be franchised. There'll be one out in Oakland.
That's right.
Yeah, this is exciting. Wow. Well, that's very generous. I'm pumped.
There we go.
Well, good. We're glad that you appreciate it. And it definitely was done with love. Speaks was like, let's do something fun for Nico. And it works out great. We love our friends over at Rinaldi. So this is a very cool way to get everything connected and involved.
Did you hear?
Oh, 100%.
Did you hear Pat Hughes in the open talking about you and Dansby Swanson on that double play in the first inning? That's the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes. Poetry in motion is what he called you guys on that double play. That's cool.
Yeah, that is absolutely very cool, and I know he gets fired up about particular things, really get him going, and so it's cool to be a part of a play that, you know, really catches his eye.
You grimaced at the end of that play, though. You were like grimacing and kind of like shaking your head towards Dansby. Did you think the throw was a little behind him or something?
Yeah. I put him in a bit of a tough spot. He made a great play.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are beautiful to watch out there as a pair. Have you done anything to develop that chemistry, or like, how has that chemistry happened, you two as a double play combo?
Yeah. I mean, I think you can do a lot in practice and behind the scenes, but it really happens at game speed that, you know, those things really become second nature. And we've turned double plays at a high rate this year. I think, you know, part of that last year was me not throwing as well at times too, but I felt like we left some outs on the field at times. So those double plays just make such a big difference in the game. Really change momentum and kill entire innings and allow starters to get into the seventh and all that. And it's awesome to be a part of those plays.
Even though you primarily play second base, you grew up as a shortstop. Do you think that gives you some insight on how to help make the turn for Dansby?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of times at second base we get caught up in like trying to do things perfectly, like having the perfect rhythm, or like, and I think a lot of times it's literally make it as simple as possible, like run and catch it, and then just put it on the guy's chest as quickly as you can. Like, we had a double play later in the game that was, I was kind of shifted over towards the hole with Mervis, and it was hit to my right, but I still threw it overhand, which is kind of unconventional, but it felt like the right thing that I could most quickly just get the ball right to his chest. And that's kind of how I think about it. And it's not always like the sexiest, but I think it's usually works pretty well.
What's it like to play behind Colin Ray, who was absolutely dealing last night?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it all starts with his fastball and his fastball command. you know, he's been really aggressive with his four seam, and I think that's maybe surprised some people. But having faced him last year, like, he has a really low release height and good carry and velocity on his four seam in a way that just makes it challenging to square up his hitters and opens up the rest of his mix when he needs it. And he really was just on the attack from the start yesterday, and it was great to see.
We mentioned this to you last week because we were talking about Mother's Day, but Spiegs and I had kind of put together and said, Mother's Day, like, that's when we'll have a little bit of an idea of what the 2025 Cubs are all about. And here you guys are. You're above 500. You're in first place. With you guys inside that clubhouse, considering the way that the schedule looked, considering the injuries that you guys have already had to deal with, how satisfying is it at this point to be as good as you guys are?
Yeah, man, I think it feels good. I don't think it feels like we've really, like, gone off or played poorly. I feel like we've been ourselves for the most part. And like you said, there's going to be things that inevitably go wrong within that, whether it's health or tough stretches. And, you know, every team deals with that at some point. But I do feel like all the things that – the couple things that haven't gone well this year, whether it's tough losses or injuries, that the response to it has been really great. And that's what you really look for from a group. And I think that reflects real confidence too, that regardless of what happens, you always have a good thing coming and a good response to it. And it might not be that day, but just over the course of time, you're going to be in a really good spot.
Nico Horner on The Score is sponsored by Huntington, home of the asterisk free checking. More at Huntington.com/your money.
That's an interesting answer, because you are committed to being level, it seems. And that's a good way to be. Because, like, yeah, we're kind of over the moon. Like, man, these guys have played well. Look at them. They're 5 or 6 games over 500. But you don't think you guys have gone off. Is that what you said? You don't feel like you guys are, like, playing out of your minds at any point like this?
Yeah, I mean, there were some stretches early where, you know, there's those offensive explosions where, like, wow, this is really something special. But when I look across just, like, the entire lineup and our group, it's not like, oh, man, this is going to really – like, I hope we can hold on to this, or, like, you know, feelings like that. Like, and part of that is just, like, not projecting out too much. I know that that's your guys' job and is a huge part of baseball, but, like, that's also, I think, a part of how those special things happen is, like, not really putting limits on things and just seeing how they play out. And I think we're all really benefiting from each other having success. And I've had plenty of guys go through tough stretches already, which is going to happen again, but it's all so much easier to handle individually when the group as a whole is producing like that.
You know who showed a little bit of frustration the last couple of days, and I hadn't seen it? Kyle Tucker, just a tiny little bit, you know? And it's like, oh, look at that. He's human. He's human. There it is. Like, he grabbed, he did the Pete thing where he took the bat and it looked like he was going to slam it into the ground, but he didn't slam it into the ground. You know, he just kind of thought about it. And then after that triple, it looked like relief. So I don't know. Everybody's human, I guess, on that team, even that guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes it's extended stretches of not getting results, or sometimes it's when you're feeling really good and, you know, you might be having a good day that day, but you know there was things in your control that you didn't take advantage of. And sometimes it's just the headspace you're in when things going on away from the field. Like, it's always a combination of things. And, you know, every day is a unique thing on it in the major leagues. And like I said, just makes it so much easier to handle all that when you're around good people and other really good players.
So, look, I don't want you – I'm not going to allow for you to take the easy way out on this one, Nico. There are a lot of great stories that are on your team. And just, like, off the top of my head, I'm like, look at what Colin Ray's doing. Look at what Matthew Boyd is doing. PCA, obviously. King Tuck. Dansby's offensive bounce back over the last couple of weeks, what the catchers have done, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Which one of those stories, or maybe one that I didn't mention, resonates the most with you?
Probably the catchers. I think it's just a position in baseball that I don't think can be emphasized enough, how different what they do is, just the amount of information that they handle on both sides of the ball. The physical beating they take, inconsistent at bats, and I think just their attitude. Like, I think you guys maybe get a feel for that from Carson and Miggy, but they're just both really hardworking, selfless guys that are even if they were just catching as they are, we would be in a great place. But for them to be producing it, I feel like they should just like both go to the All-Star game and like a dual package kind of thing, you know, like it's been really, really special. And it's just a position that if you get offensive production from there, like what that does to your lineup compared to the teams that you're playing most of the time is just a really, really special thing. And big moments too, not just empty stats. Miggy's had so many clutch hits, and just super pumped for both of them.
Man, I love the idea of the two of them going to the All-Star game as a tandem. That should totally happen. I thought Miggy did a great job with Cade Horton the other night, didn't he? Go ahead.
Just exciting because, you know, you hope that those two guys are working together for a long, long time. And Cade was so great. Just the way he carried it. Results aside, like, he could have had no runs. He could have had three, whatever. But, like, just how aggressive he was in the zone against a really, really good lineup that's playing well right now. And I think that was everything we could have asked for from a debut from him.
Hey, so Moises Ballesteros is coming.
That's right.
So that dude's fun, isn't he? Tell people what he's like as a ball player and as a hitter.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to get to know him better. I'm obviously shared spring training with him, but it's different in the season, obviously. And just excited for him. He's got just one of those pure, beautiful lefty swings that you can't really teach. With a combination of bat to ball and power that, you know, as so many guys hit for power in the minor leagues, but there's that, but they're striking out at 25-30%. And that's a little harder to believe in sometimes than a guy who's, I think his walks and strikeouts are pretty even. And it's all fields, it's lefties, it's righties, it's fastballs, it's breaking balls, it's power, it's situational hitting. It's a really, really pure bat, and just super excited to see him get an opportunity.
Nico, you talked about Cade Horton coming up. I'm curious if the interaction between players is different when it's a pitcher being called up versus a position player.
I mean, I think pitchers, when they play, it's like always such a big deal that they're pitching that day, right? Like, kind of like, not that you don't talk to a guy, but you're like so aware it's their day pitching. Or position players, it's like, I mean, debuts are always a big deal, but I just feel like there's more interaction. And obviously I just spend more time with the position players in general, so excited to have a new guy around. And pumped for him.
That's funny. The pitcher's like, oh, don't mess with him, it's his pitch day. Like, he gets to do whatever he wants. I love this story that Dansby's been having just one sip of Nicky Lopez's energy drink every night.
And I don't know about that, but I'm not surprised. Nicky's great with energy, and he doesn't need any energy drinks, I don't think, but I guess he's supplying them for other people. And yeah, he's a great, great clubhouse guy. And spreading the love.
Yeah, Dansby last night, after, you know, these last 13 games, as Lawrence said, the offense is outrageous, and he's crediting one sip from Nicky Lopez's energy drink every night. So you haven't seen that, but the
I haven't.
But the
my,
go ahead.
Yeah, my experience with Nicky has been more or less soup related. He's big on soups, and he has a list in his notes app of ranking clubhouse soups so far this year. So I don't usually venture to the soup. It's kind of like mysterious, looking off to the side, and I don't usually go there.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That direction, but he hasn't skipped one yet, and I started to follow his steps a little bit.
All right, that's amazing. So this is like visiting clubhouse soups, like anywhere? He's a soup guy at every
yeah,
stop?
Yeah, we always have one at home, which I don't think I was even aware of for a long time. But I think we haven't ventured to the visiting soups yet. I don't know how much of a thing that even is, but the home clubhouse is always consistent with it.
Do you have a favorite soup?
Favorite soup? Yeah, I mean, we just had a chicken noodle soup that was really good today, honestly. So that's probably my most recent one, but just very solid, basic.
Make sure you ask Nikki about his Chipotle gold card. He has a Chipotle gold card where he gets anything he wants from Chipotle. He's extremely proud of that. So
do you have to spend like a certain amount of money over your lifetime in order to get that? Or
what? I'm guessing that there's some sort of connection that way, but the fact that he has one, you guys should absolutely take advantage of it.
Yeah, the baseball players are high consumers of Chipotle in general, yeah.
Really? Yes. I mean, it's
a safe choice. It's always there for you.
Well, the texters are coming through with lots of suggestions for the Nico Horner special.
What do we got?
Well,
I need some thoughts.
I like the one of the cycles flight.
Yeah.
That one's good. This texter from the 712, Nico, says you should do a flight and it should be cycle related. One topping option, two topping option, three topping option, and four.
Yeah, but I got a hit for the cycle to do that. Yeah,
so Carson Kelly, we're not letting him do a Carson Kelly special.
Well, I mean,
you got to earn that.
Well, it's one of the things that I wanted to ask you because I'm looking at the numbers here: 100 off the bat, 26 degrees, 384 feet. Did you think you got that one last night?
No, that was an immediate out the second I hit it.
Oh man. We're dreaming.
100 to center field never goes unless the wind's blowing out. So. Mm,
damn it.
But it had to. I mean, that's still pretty good exit velo. It felt good to hit it, but then you're like, hit it right at that guy.
Great process. Zero chance of production. The one to right later in the game, I did think had a good chance of getting down. That would have been a nice double or triple to fit in there, but yeah, good swings.
I mean, how about today? A dinger, home run, birthday dinger? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Let's do it. I'm all in.
Sell out. So other textures, go with the triple pepperoni. Three different types. You can do three different types of pepperoni.
Yeah, just go all in on that.
And then somebody suggests not, because you love the hot honey soppressata, how about the hot Horner soppressata?
Oh, that's good.
I mean,
I know, but then, okay, that's good. I really like that. That's definitely a foundation of some sort. I do feel like I'm just biting off a style they already have, though. But
well, you could use the hot Horner or the hot honey and some other combination, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
It would make. I mean, it does work from an alliteration standpoint. It would make more sense if Nico was a third baseman. The hot Horner, like that, would be.
Oh yes, that's true.
That would be so dope. But we can still make it work.
We're flirting in the right direction, I think.
Yeah, we're definitely getting somewhere. That's for sure. Nico, keep it going, man. It's fun to watch this team. Happy birthday! We're glad you're a part of things, and we'll connect you to the Rinaldi's powers that be.
Yes, please. I can't wait, and we will hopefully report back next week with a more solidified sense of some options.
Yeah, run it past the clubhouse, see what they say.
Yeah, this is big stuff. I'm excited.
There we go.
I agree, Nico. Thank you, man.
All right, guys. Thank you. Let's have a good one today.
All right, man.
That's Nico Horner. Mm-hmm. He's getting ready to take on the Marlins again tonight.
Hear the way he talked about Moises Ballesteros' swing?
He's right.
Yeah. But, like, ball players know, man. Been watching that guy for a couple of springs now in a row. and people know that that dude has a true stroke. What he doesn't have, for anybody who doesn't know, he does not have a defensive position. There is no place he is equipped to play.
He's a catcher, right?
Yeah, but he's not somebody you want to catch, really. That's what he does. He's played a touch of first base, I do believe. It's going to be an interesting choice.
So DH.
DH.
Which is okay because they can put Seiya out in left field for a while while they wait for Hap to come back.
Ian Hap, very forthcoming today about the injury, about his oblique injury earlier today with Marshall and Layla. And as we talked about, obliques are weird. He's like, he's trying to avoid that thing. The way he said it was like, sometimes an oblique can be a week and sometimes it can be a lot longer than that.
Yes.
And I'm trying to avoid that last part. So
this is the worst sport for that injury.
Rotational athletes, man.
Yeah. And you start thinking about like kind of the way he plays left field too. There's all sorts of ways that could go sideways on you. So I'm glad that he's taking the time and he's doing what he needs to do. But yeah, go look up Ballesteros and his swing. Lefty swings, I think, always look better. There aren't a ton of really pretty right-handed swings, although I was always a proponent. I always thought that Paul Konerko's swing from the right side was pretty. Not just functional, but aesthetically pleasing.
But why are lefty swings are just more naturally pleasing for some reason?
I do think that it has something to do with the fact that 90% of the population is right-handed.
So we're enamored with it?
So we're used to it, and when you see when you see the Ken Griffey Jr. Palabra, like you're like, oh, that looks outstanding. When you see Bryce Harper's swing, or when Michael Tucker tries to do Ken Griffey Jr.'s swing.
Speaking of lefty hitters, strong recommend, if you can stomach, reading about Kyle Schwarber. In The Athletic, the piece about Kyle Schwarber learning to hit left-hand pitchers is amazing. He says he heard a story a couple years ago, Lawrence, where somebody told him, he doesn't even remember who it was, somebody told him like, oh yeah, the only way that he could hit Randy Johnson, this left-handed hitter, was that he had to say to himself over and over, prepare to die. You have to be prepared to die. So you go in there against a lefty, as a lefty, prepared to die. And he started wearing the face extension on the helmet, and he wears a guard on his left arm and a hand flap. And now Kyle Schwarber destroys lefties. I didn't realize this. Since the beginning of last season, he's had 313 at-bats against lefties. Only two lefty hitters with at least 50 plate appearances have a higher OPS against lefties than Schwarber, Yordan Alvarez, and Juan Soto. That's it. Kyle Schwarber has figured out how to mash against lefties, and he used to be terrible against it. And it's a really good read from Matt Gelbs over there at The Athletic. Be prepared to die as a left-hand hitter going in there against a left-hand pitcher.
I will check that out tonight. Let me add, from currently playing in the game, Adolis Garcia from the right side, whew, I think has a beautiful swing.
One of my favorite nicknames in baseball, El Bombi, the light bulb, because his head looks like a light bulb. That's why that dude's nickname is El Bombi.
I get it.
I defy you to look at that dude and not think his head looks like a light bulb every time you see it.
Well, now it's definitely going to happen.
It happened now.
That's going to be a thing.
I can't stop thinking about it.
We should probably put together like a little list. So if you're in the Twitch stream or if you want to text us, pretty right-handed swings. We always talk about the lefties, but if you want to send us pretty right-handed swings, we are open for business on that.
Yeah. Because the lefty one feels like it's got this...
It feels more natural.
Yeah, it has this smoothness and this kind of natural arc
maybe,
to it.
Maybe it's because it's a natural... The finish is naturally leading you to first base. So everything seems to look cleaner than a right-handed hitter.
Yeah, from an aesthetic perspective, what is it? I'm thinking of Will Clark and guys like Hal Morris, you know, and Freddie Freeman, like the lefty first baseman.
Freddie Freeman, good God, his swing is
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It's gorgeous. By the way,
but you know what?
He's hitting 376, by the way.
So is Aaron Judge's.
Yeah, he's got a really pretty right-handed swing, especially when he destroys the baseball.
He's still hitting over 400.
Like 414?
He's really good at baseball.
Man.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the Bulls. Cody Westerlund is here. He is in studio. He will explain what now for the Bulls next on The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.